Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord, everybody. Welcome to another episode of The Preacher and the Miracle Man for this Tuesday, July 10th. It's hard to believe we're already at July 10th. Well, we know it will be halfway through July, and with it, halfway through the summer season. If you're one of those that believes that summer goes 1st of June to the last day of August. So, praise God, summer's here. I love it. But up here where I'm at, up here in Midland, we do need some rain. But other than that, it's been beautiful lately. The humidity hasn't been bad the last few days. Now, yesterday the temperature went up a little high, but not bad. It was really nice. But summer's here, and I've been enjoying it, getting tan, you know, going to the city pool, and, you know, it's been awesome. But I'm so glad that you've joined me tonight, wherever you may be, and however you may be accessing the show. Whether you're at home, at work, in your car driving, or maybe you're in a hotel room somewhere or in a cottage somewhere. Maybe on a vacation or something. Regardless of where you're at, I really want to thank you for taking time to come on and listen to this program. And I claim that I can be, that in the name of Jesus, I can be a blessing to you tonight. In what I say and what I do tonight. So, I am here at McDonald's, as usual. I'm at the McDonald's here on 1711 South Saginaw Road. I'm across the road from a Kmart, one of the few remaining Kmarts. And I'm north of an Admiral gas station, and I'm southeast of a Disability Network of Mid-Michigan office. And corner lot, street-wise, and that, I'm almost halfway down between Haley Street and Patrick Road, a little closer to Haley. And you're coming south on Saginaw Road on the left-hand side. There's various, if you're coming down from, like, by Haley, you'll see some fast food places. On the left-hand side of the road, McDonald's will be the first one you see. And here in the middle of the restaurant, between, like, the front and the back. And I'm sitting here, praise God, talking to all my wonderful listeners. Those of you who have joined on your phones, laptops, desktop computers, which are still a thing, by the way, as well as, of course, the tablets. Now, I want to have you guys get in prayer for something. And that is this Invasion Conference. This Invasion Youth and Young Adults Conference that starts a week from tonight. I want you to, you all who are listening, to get in agreement with me and God that the word will go forth. No, obviously it will, but I want you to pray that youth and young adults are delivered and set free. I want you to believe that people give their lives to Christ. We know they will, but even if there's one person, it's so worth everything they put into it, everything we put into it, all the loud noise, all those lights, all the other stuff. It's worth it to see someone get saved and born again. But I want you to pray that. I want you to pray for good weather as there's sports and other activities going on outside during the daytime. And I want you to pray that all equipment will work and that every evil force that would try to in any way hinder the conference will be completely broken and dismantled in the name of Jesus. Because my pastor talks about this. He just did last service. He says that he wishes he had an invasion that he could have went to. What? All right. So, folks, we have Preacher Man on with us tonight. And so, hello, Preacher Man.
Hey, Miracle Man, are you there?
Oh, yes, I am there.
Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
All right. I'm driving along in beautiful northern Minnesota, headed back to North Dakota. And
yep.
I finally got the opportunity to connect up with you and be a part of the program. I'm excited. I hope you're
all
still
right.
Preaching the gospel and not like reading the Reader's Digest or something.
Nope, there's no Reader's Digest on this program. It's the Word of God. It's the Word of God. And
that's
I was
awesome.
Just talking about invasion and like pleading with the listeners to please pray.
Yeah.
For that.
Yep.
That the word goes forth greatly with boldness, that people are set free for good
Amen.
Weather, and that all evil forces that would try to get in the way will be broken and dismantled.
Amen. Amen. And the lives of the young people will be transformed forever.
Amen.
And that was anybody listening? I've been there to
Hang
the youth
on,
conference you. Many times, and I'm going to tell you right now, this is a powerful youth conference that will change many people's lives. It does every single year. It's loud, it's bold, it's in your face, but it's all Jesus, and it's a life-transforming session all week long. It just is, and I'm a person that went to youth camps growing up and youth events, and every one of them marked my life. So pray. It's like the Miracle Man said, pray. Pray every day. Not you don't have to pray hard because God's listening, but pray.
Amen. And that was just getting, you know, and that was just explaining that Dr. Barkley wishes that there was an invasion that he could have went to.
Yep.
Because he's very sure that his teenage years would have turned out very different had he had an invasion to go to.
Yep.
But there was no invasion back then. His mom didn't know God enough to say, buddy, I'm going to send you to this invasion youth conference, and you're going to straighten up and fly right.
Yeah. All he got was, if you don't behave, you sit and watch Dr. Oral Roberts. That's good. That helped him.
Oh, yeah. So, yep, I was telling them that, and I'm letting them know that next week's going to be, as far as the show times, it's going to make it kind of interesting as to when I'll do it. Monday night will still be a go, but Tuesday night will be early, and then I don't know at all about Wednesday night. So we'll wait and see. But I will let them know, all right. And it was awesome to hear from you.
Hey, just so you know, I got a 52-ounce Dr. Pepper right next to me here. So just so you know, I'm still the same preacher, man.
Yep. And I'm the same old Coke guy. Miracle man.
Yep,
Coke
yep.
Guy.
There you go.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Love you, man.
Love you, too. Thank you so much. And it's always a blessing to hear what the preacher man has to say. So it's always a blessing whenever we can have the preacher man on here to talk. It's always a blessing. But, as I was talking to preacher man, I was saying, Doc Barkley, Pastor Barkley, he wishes that there would have been an invasion that he could have went to. And now, for the last several years, Pastor Barkley likes to come and take part of a night of the conference to either pray over the young people or take some time and speak. And it's amazing. It's amazing. And I myself, the altar is a big part of the conference. I'm going to go up there, and I'm going to clap, shout, jump to Jesus, lift hands in worship, and just enter it. Praise God. And you don't have to have all kinds of open sin and stuff like that to have your life changed. You don't. Maybe there's just some other small things that need to be taken out. But God wants to take them out. God wants you to be free. And if you're a young person, or if you're the parent of a young person, by all means, get registered for this conference. The nights are free, but the days, there's a fee. There's activities and stuff. So keep that in mind. But we do have the awesome spoon outside with heaven-made food like burgers, bread bites, chicken nuggets, fries, mozzarella cheese sticks, and other great items. If you're in the area, the church, Invasion Youth Conference is right there at Living Wood Church, 2010 North Stark Road, a mile north of US 10, if nothing else, just maybe drive by and take a look at it. And maybe just take a walk to the parking lot in Prairieville this next week, as the conference is Tuesday through Friday. There's going to be a lot of loud young people. It's going to be crazy. But you know what? It's going to be God. And that's the goal. Praise God, praise God, praise God. And I also forgot to mention one thing you should pray for about invasion. Safety. Safety. Over the young people. Over the workers. You know, just pray that everyone stays healthy and that no one gets hurt in any way, that no one's going to get these crazy bug bites that's going to make them swell up and puff up. No one's going to get burnt real bad. No one's going to get super... going to get really, really, really injured. No one's going to get hurt, and everyone's going to be safe. And it's going to be a great conference. Thank the Lord for that. Now, I just want to let you guys know the plan for tonight. For tonight, we're going to look in Matthew. Let me just take a look here real quick at something. Sorry. Sorry about that noise. I was just getting... my books out. I'm just taking a look to see where I want to go next. We're going to go to Matthew chapter 8. There's some good miracles in there that Jesus did. All miracles are good that Jesus does, but I'm looking forward to these. As what we're doing right now, folks, is on Tuesday night, I'm taking time to read at least one miracle that Jesus did. And then talk a little bit about it. And then sometimes I like to sing a song, you know, that relates to Jesus doing miracles. And so for tonight, our scriptures are going to be Matthew chapter 8. And then we're going to go to Hebrews 11, as we normally do, the faith chapter, and the first two verses of Hebrews 12, as we normally do. Now, thinking about something here real quick. So Dairy Queen has this awesome blizzard right now. In fact, when the show's done, I'm going to go get one. Because today is July 10th. And on the 10th of the month, they sell the blizzards Dairy Queen sells the Blizzards for like $1.40. Like $1.32 or whatever, plus tax. And so the small Blizzard for like $1.32 plus tax. And so it makes it an amazing deal, and I love it. Now, they have a certain special limited Blizzard for the month of July. It's Pop Rocks. It's candy Pop Rocks and something else in it, but it's really good. You can feel the little Pop Rocks things in your mouth, and it reminds you of the 4th. It's really awesome. I remember I had one of those Blizzards on the 4th of July. And let me tell you, that thing was out of this world delicious. I mean, I almost wondered, did the angels in heaven make this or not? You know, I know there was only earthly hands that made the Blizzard, but you know what? It was still an awesome Blizzard. It really was an awesome Blizzard. So I'm going to go get one tonight after I do this show. Now later in sports, it's going to be real brief as I'm going to let you know what the Tigers did last night, as well as what's going to be going down tonight with the Tigers. Now, folks, those of you who have listened to the show for a while, I want you to bear with me for just a few quick moments. Now, if you have friends and family members, relatives who are interested in listening to this wonderful radio program, maybe you've heard about it, your friends have heard about it, or whatever, you know, they can join in with us, join in with me. And here's what they can do. This can be you telling them what they can do to be a part of the show. So, here's what you tell them. So you go to blogtalkradio.com. Once again, that website is blogtalkradio.com. You'll see a search bar. In the search bar, you type in Upfront Entertainment. After you type that in, you'll see a link. The link will be for our channel, which is called Live and Large. And me and Preacher Man, we've done over 170 episodes now. 170, more than that. Like 175, I believe. But that's how many episodes we've done. They've all been really good. They've all been really powerful and meaningful. And we've really evolved over time. We really have. But it's been awesome. And I've really enjoyed doing it. I really have enjoyed doing this. And it's been just an amazing blessing for me to be able to do this. So, once you get on the website and get on the channel, we have a follow button that you can hit. And here's what this follow button does. It lets you follow us. So what will happen is, after you've followed us, you'll get notified when we're getting ready to go live. For example, tomorrow night at 6:30 p.m. will be our next show. here at the McDonald's. And then Monday night, same thing. As I said a little bit ago, about Tuesday and Wednesday next week are going to be kind of interesting. Tuesday I should be able to do, albeit earlier. Wednesday, I don't know if I'll be able to do it at all. But, please, God.
Hey, we got another caller.
All right, so I'm going to let a caller on. We got a caller on.
Hello, River.
Hello there. What say
Hello.
You?
I just needed to ask you if you would please talk a few minutes about all the Dr. Pepper that you were drinking in Ohio. When you were in Ohio and those machines, they had Dr. Pepper in, and you was drinking Dr. Pepper. Have you talked to Sam about that?
I was drinking Coke.
But you wanted Diet Dr. Pepper. Remember? It was like a miracle. Like, in Ohio, you were like, it's Dr. Pepper all the way. Me and Dr. Pepper. Remember that? Like you loved it.
And it was like I have faith appointments I have Bible reading sessions with Dr. Pepper. I have
Yeah, you were like me and Dr. Pepper in the Bible. Remember? Have you talked to Sam
reading,
about this?
Sitting there reading it and listening to Dr. Buckley.
And drinking?
Coca-Cola.
What were you drinking?
Coca-Cola. Pepper.
With a little... Oh, Coca-Cola and Dr. Pepper mixed. A little?
Little, maybe.
I just wondered if you had told Sam that yet. You should ask Sam if he's mixing Coke with his Dr. Pepper, Rivers.
He's not, but he had a big 52-ounce Dr. Pepper sitting right by him in his truck.
No.
A great big one.
With a little Coca-Cola.
Hopefully.
I think you should just ask Sam the last time he drank a Dr. Coke. That's called
Coke
Pepper
Doctor.
And Coke. Yeah. Okay.
Or Dr. Coke.
I'm off, but I think you should ask Sam about this because I think he has some stuff to tell you about Coca-Cola.
Okay.
All right.
No, bye.
Bye.
All right. All right, now. That was our second caller tonight, but we've had these callers. But you can join in as well by being a caller. And we have a telephone number where you can call in and you can talk to me. We can talk about generally anything you want to talk about. We do have a couple of very brief rules, but I'll explain those after I give the telephone number. And you can call the following number. The number you can call in and talk to me is area code 215-383-3810. Once again, that telephone number is area code 215-383-3810. You want to tell me why you think Dr. Pepper is so much better than my Coke, you can go ahead and call me. If you want to tell me why I should switch to Pepsi instead of drinking Coke, call me. If you want prayer, please call me. We'll pray here on the air. you want to talk about the Tigers or other sports, call me. You want to talk to me about generally anything else, you can just go ahead and call the number. That area code 215-383-3810. Now, you listen for the prompt, and then when you're here to call in to the live show, press 1. By all means, please press 1, and you'll be taken through the call screener, and then my assistant, Josh, will let me know that we have a caller, and I'll let him know it's okay, and I'm going to let you on there. Now, however, if you insist on talking about politics on the show, I'm not going to be rude to you and mean to you and hang up on you. Instead, I'm going to tell you to please pray for your leaders that have authority over you, as the Bible tells us to do. And then I'm also going to tell you to go vote in the next election. That's what I'm going to tell you. As this is not a political program. And then that other quick rule is that this is a family show. A Christ-centered family show. Yes, we do talk about sports on every show. We do have some fun, you know, talking about Coke and food and stuff. But generally, we try to keep it Christ-centered. And so with that in mind, we really want God to be proud of what we are doing on the show. So we ask that you keep all comments and anything you want to say on the show appropriate for all ages. And if you're going to say anything about God, please be respectful, you know, and to, if you wouldn't say certain things to Jesus, please don't come say those things on this program. And if you can help me with that and follow these rules, then we can have a great night tonight. And we can take some more callers, as we've already had 2 callers tonight. My mom and Preacher Man. Maybe soon we'll get another caller. In Jesus' name. But praise God. Now, let's pray, and then we're going to get into the word of the Lord. Well, before I pray in English, let's pray in the Spirit for a moment. Oh, Shudra Mana, Shudra Mana, Shudra Masi. Lord Jesus, I thank you for this great show tonight. I thank you for these people who have made the choice to join in this program and to listen and to learn of you, to learn of your ways, to serve you. I thank you, Lord God, that these people's minds would be alert, their hearts would be receptive, so that they may receive of your word tonight. Give you praise and honor and glory for that. Lord, I thank you that you used me tonight on the shelf, and that you would help me to speak only what you would have me say as we talk about these miracles that you did tonight. I mean, as we talk tonight about these miracles that you did. Lord, I thank you tonight that in the name of Jesus, I hereby confess over this show, increases an audience to the show. I claim that big amounts of money come into the show. I thank you that great equipment comes to the show. And I thank you, Lord, that sponsors and partners come on the show who want to help me do the work of God, talk about sports and everything else. And Lord, I also claim in your name that many souls will be won on this show, as salvation is the greatest miracle of all. And I give you praise and honor and glory for that. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, would you open your Bible, please, if you have it with you, to the book of Matthew, chapter 8. Woo! Praise God. I love to do that. Shout thing, you know, up in the Word of God. We do that at my church. We don't do that thing that try to sound religious or anything like that. You know why we do it? We do it because we love the Word of God and we love what it's done in our lives. That's why the Word of God deserves a cheer. That's why. That is why I cheer for the opening of the Word of God. Now, as I'm turning in the Bible, just want to let you know that this show is not, this portion of the show is not just the time to sit and spectate. You got your Bible with you? Please open it and study with me. If I decide to go off again and start praying again, you know, before the closing prayer, pray with me. I get into a song, and you know the lyrics, you sing along with me. And I believe that engagement is a very powerful thing. So that's why I encourage you to participate. So if I sing, you sing. When I'm studying in the Bible, you study with me. And if I pray, you pray. So whatever I do here at McDonald's, you do wherever you are. All right? I'm going to start with Matthew chapter 8. When Jesus came down from the mountainside, large crowds followed him. A man with leprosy came and knelt before him and said, "Lord, if you are willing, you can make me clean." Jesus reached out his hand and touched the man. "I am willing," he said. "Be cleansed." immediately he was cured of his leprosy. Then Jesus said to him, see that you don't tell anyone, but go show yourself to the priest and offer the gift that Moses commanded as a testimony to them. Verse 5. When Jesus had entered Capernaum, a centurion came to him asking for help. Lord, he said, my servant lies at home. Turn in the page. He lies at home. He's paralyzed. And he is in terrible suffering. Jesus said to him, I will go and heal him. The centurion replied, Lord, I do not deserve to have you come up under my roof. Speak the word only, and my servant will be healed. For I myself am a man under authority, with soldiers under me. I tell this man, go, and he goes. And to that one, come, and he comes. I say to my servant, do this, and he does it. When Jesus heard this, he was astonished, and he said to those following him, I tell you the truth, I have not found anyone in Israel with such great faith. I say to you that many will come from the east and the west and will take their places at the feast of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob in the kingdom of heaven. But the subjects of the kingdom will be thrown outside into the darkness, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Then Jesus said to the centurion, go, it will be done just as you believed it would. And the servant was healed at that very hour. Verse 14. When Jesus came into Peter's house, he saw Peter's mother-in-law lying in bed with a fever. Oh, this was no little 100, 101, 102 fever. From what I understand, this was a very serious fever. But he touched her, and the fever left her. And she got up and began to wait on him. When evening came, many who were demon-possessed, were brought to him, and he drove out the spirits with the word and healed all of the sick. This was to fulfill what was spoken through the prophet Isaiah. He took up our infirmities, and he carried our diseases. Praise God. Verse 18, when Jesus saw the crowd around him, he gave orders to cross to the other side of the lake. Then the teacher of the law came to him and said, teacher, I will follow you wherever you go. Jesus replied, foxes have holes, and birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man has no place to lay his head. Another disciple said to him, Lord, first let me go and bury my father. But Jesus told him, follow me and let the dead bury their own dead. Now, verse 23. Then he got into the boat, and his disciples followed him. Without warning, a furious storm came up on the lake, so that the waves swept over the boat. But Jesus was sleeping. The disciples went and woke him, saying, "Lord, save us! We're going to drown." He replied, "You of little faith, who are you? So why are you so afraid?" Then he got up, and he rebuked the winds and the waves, and it was completely calm. The men were amazed and asked, "What is this thing? What kind of man is this? Even the winds and the waves obey him." Verse 28. When he arrived at the other side, in the region of the Gadarenes, two demon-possessed men coming from the tombs met him. They were so violent that no one could pass that way. "What do you want with us, Son of God?" they shouted. "Have you come here to torture us before the appointed time?" Some distance from them, a large herd of pigs was feeding. The demons begged Jesus, "If you drive us out, send us into the herd of swine." He said to them, "Go." And they came out and went into the pigs, and the whole herd rushed down the steep bank into the lake, and they died in the water. Those tending the pigs ran off, sent into the town, and reported all this, including what had happened to the demon-possessed man. And then the whole town went out to meet Jesus. And when they saw him, they pleaded with him to leave their region. All right, all right. Let's go to Hebrews 11. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Hebrews chapter 11. There are two sounds that someone who is preaching the Word of God loves to hear. You know what they are? One is pages turning, and the other is checks being ripped out of checkbooks. Pages turning, and checks being ripped out of checkbooks. Those are a preacher's favorite sounds. That was Dr. Barclay being funny sometimes. He's said that before. But we're going to Hebrews 11. Hallelujah. Now, faith is being sure of what we hope for and certain of what we do not see. This is what the ancients were commended for. By faith, we understand that the universe was formed at God's command, so that what is seen was not made out of what was visible. By faith, Abel offered God a better sacrifice than what Cain did. And by faith, he was commended as a righteous man. When God spoke well of his offerings, and by faith he still speaks, even though he is dead. By faith, Enoch was taken from this life so that he did not experience death. He could not be found because God had taken him away. For before he was taken, he was commended as one who pleased God. For without faith, it is impossible to please God. But with faith, it is possible to please God, because anyone who comes to him must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who earnestly seek him. By faith, Noah, when warned about things not yet seen, in holy fear, he built an ark to save his family. By his faith, he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness that comes by faith. By faith, Abraham, when called to go to a place he would later receive as his inheritance, he obeyed and he went, even though he didn't know where he was going. And he made his home in the promised land like a stranger in a foreign country. He lived in tents, as did Isaac and Jacob, who were heirs with him of the same promise. For he was looking forward to the city of foundations, whose architect and builder is God. By faith, Abraham, even though he was past age, and Sarah herself was barren, was enabled to become a father because he considered him faithful who had made the promise. And so from this one man, and he as good as dead, came descendants as numerous as the stars in the sky and as countless as the sand on the seashore. All of these people were living by faith when they died. They did not receive the things promised. They only saw them, and they welcomed them from a distance. They admitted that they were aliens and strangers on earth. And say, when they say such things, I mean, people who say such things show that they are looking for a country of their own. If they had been thinking of the country they had left, they would have had opportunity to return. Instead, they were longing for a better country, a heavenly one. Therefore, God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he has prepared a city for them. By faith, Abraham, when God tested him, offered Isaac as a sacrifice. He who had received the promises was about to sacrifice his one and only son, even though God had said to him, "It is through Isaac that your offspring will be reckoned." Abraham reasoned that God could raise the dead, and figuratively speaking, he did receive Isaac back from death. By faith, Isaac blessed Jacob and Esau in regard to their future. By faith, Jacob, when he was dying, he blessed each of Joseph's sons and worshipped as he leaned on the top of his staff. By faith, Joseph, when his end was near, he spoke about the exodus of the Israelites from Egypt and gave instructions about his bones. By faith, Moses' parents hid him for 3 months after he was born because they saw he was no ordinary child, and they were not afraid of the king's edict. By faith, Moses, when he had grown up, he refused to be known as the son of Pharaoh's daughter. He chose to be mistreated along with the people of God, rather than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a short time. He regarded disgrace for the sake of Christ as of greater value than the treasures of Egypt, because he was looking ahead to his reward. By faith, he left Egypt, not fearing the king's anger. He persevered because he saw him who was invisible. By faith, he kept the Passover and the sprinkling of blood so that the destroyer of the firstborn would not touch the firstborn of Israel. By faith, the people passed through the Red Sea as on dry land, but when the Egyptians tried to do so, they were drowned. By faith, the walls of Jericho fell after the people had marched around them for 7 days. By faith, the prostitute Rahab, because she welcomed the spies, was not killed with those that were disobedient. What more shall I say? I do not have the time to tell about Gideon, Barak, Samson, Jephthah, David, Samuel, and the prophets, who through faith conquered kingdoms, administered justice, and gained what was promised, who shut the mouths of lions, quenched the fury of the flames, and escaped the edge of the sword, whose weakness was turned into strength, and who became powerful in battle and routed foreign armies. Women received back their dead raised to life again. Others were tortured and they refused to be released so that they might gain a better resurrection. Some faced jeers and floggings, while still others were chained and put in prison. They were stoned. They were sawed in two. They were put to death by the sword. They went about in sheepskins and goatskins, destitute, persecuted, and mistreated. The world was not worthy of them. They wandered in deserts and mountains and in caves and holes in the ground. They were all commended for their faith, yet none of them received what had been promised. God had planned something better for us, so that only together with us would they be made perfect. Verse 1. Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let's throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles. Let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us. Let us fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Praise God. All right, 727. Sorry about that, folks. I'm just looking to see the time. Now, folks. So, Jesus did a lot of miracles in the Matthew 8. He healed a man of leprosy, healed two different men with evil spirits this time, not just one, and he healed, you know, Peter's mother-in-law, who had that high fever. And by the way, like I said, that was not a fever that was like a 101, 102. No. It was very high. Very serious. Oh, and he healed. He talked to that centurion. That centurion had such great faith. And he calmed a storm. Five different miracles. But there are two distinct cases. In one case, that centurion, he had such high faith in Jesus. He said, "Speak only the word, and my servant will be made healed." You want to know what? Jesus spoke to that centurion the word, and he thanked him for having such great faith. And you know what? That servant was healed from that very hour. Right away. Instant miracle. Just like that. Instant miracle that Jesus did. Now, what we're going to discover soon in the next few weeks, I'm going to talk to you folks about this, and that is this idea that God doesn't always do miracles all at once. Many times, there's a recovery system. That is used, that God will use. And we're going to talk about that at some point, but not tonight. Now, that man, centurion, that servant, the centurion's servant was healed from that very hour. He was no longer paralyzed. He was up doing stuff, helping people. Just like a man in our church that we believe in God for to get, that he'll get out of that wheelchair. He won't need it anymore. He'll be set free. He'll be able to walk around the church, run around the church. And praise God. But same disciples that watched Jesus heal that man and saw that man had faith, guess what? Jesus basically says, it's time to go. Jesus sees the crowds going and he says, okay, let's go. Or as I like to say, sometimes, when I got to get going somewhere, I'll say, we got to Gotcha. we got to get going. Like when I'm getting ready to come and do the show. So Jesus basically said, the crowd people are coming, let's go get in the boat. Let's go to the other side of the lake. So they go, they get in the lake, but without warning. There was no National Weather Service back then. There was no gale warning. They didn't have a small craft advisory. They didn't have it. They didn't have a hurricane warning. They didn't have a tropical storm watch. They didn't have a tropical weather outlook. No, they get out there without warning. The storm, the lake just gets crazy. And so the boat just gets swamped. Come on! And the disciples go and wake Jesus. Here's how they could have handled this. Here's how they should have handled this. Here's what I wish the Bible said. I wish it said, then the disciples prayed to God. The disciples prayed. And the water was made calm. Instead, it says that the disciples ran and awoke Jesus, yelling, Master, Master, save us. We're going to drown. We're going to die. And so they yelled that. Jesus awakes and he says, you of little faith, why do you doubt me? Why do you doubt me? And then he calms the storm, rebukes the winds and the waves, and then the disciples say, what kind of man is this that even the waves in the sea obey him? They kept doubting. That lack of faith. Figure this out. Those disciples can't believe that he can heal a storm. But the centurion man knows that Jesus can heal a man who is paralyzed. Lord, I pray that we would all be like this centurion. That centurion in the Bible, he said, I don't deserve to have you come to my house. Just speak the word, and they'll be healed. So just spoke the word, and that healing anointing, that healing was transferred right to that paralyzed man who was at home. Here's what this would be like. This would be like in today's age. Someone listening, watching, you know, a powerfully anointed church service. They're watching either on TV or on the internet. The pastor's up there, the elder's up there, you know, and they're doing their thing, praying over people. And then the person's at home, you know, they're praying to God. Well, God tells them a certain person, they don't know who the name is, but let's say God is healing, for example, we're going to say God is healing a deaf person on the internet. And then, you know, this person's at home, you know, they're praying, you know, through their interpreter or whatever, they're praying. And then their ears open. Healing is received. Manifestation. Right there. Right then. Just like that. Boom. Doesn't always happen that way. That's what happened in the case of that centurion. The man's at home. And it's not like there was a TV camera in his bedroom or a TV in his bedroom. There was no internet yet. But I imagine what happened was the centurion man goes to Jesus, you know, and says, pray for my son, you know. I don't deserve to have you come under my roof, come to my house. I speak the word and I'll be healed. And that happened. And then the centurion goes home and he finds his son healed. Just like that. This is like someone, they're being a healing anointing. God's healing people. When the people aren't even at the service, but they're screaming online or watching on TV. Or might not even be doing that, and then all of a sudden they just get healed. Powerful, powerful, powerful stuff. Powerful stuff. Powerful stuff. Powerful. I pray that kind of power would come back. That kind of an outpouring. Where God's just healing all kinds of deaf people, blind people, people out of wheelchairs. Whether they're in the service or not. Whether they're at that crusade or not. They might just be screaming. still got to have faith in God. You still got to have faith in God for yourself. And you know what else? You also have to be praying for other people. I do it all the time. I don't just pray for my healing of my own eyes and of my right ear. No. There's other people in the church, for example, that I pray for, that they can be healed. Take this one man, Pat Murphy. I'm not going to say any names, but one man in our church, he's been in a wheelchair for many, 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 many years. He's still in it. But I believe in God that he's going to get out of that thing, and he's older now, but he's going to run around the church when he gets healed. And it's going to be awesome. Praise God. And I'm believing for that kind of stuff. Amen. Lord, I thank you for this word. I thank you for these miracles that you've done, that you did in the Bible. I thank you, Lord God, that we would all have faith in you, Lord, that we would not doubt you, that we would always trust. We would always trust you. We would always trust your word. If we can put any kind of trust in a human, we should be able to trust you even more than that. And I thank you, Lord God, that we will have our faith, we will put works to our faith, and we will make our confession as you, Lord, are high priest of our confession. And I thank you, Lord, for these miracles. And for your wonderful working power in us. Thank you, Lord, for that. In Jesus' name. Mm-hmm. Now, speaking of the wonder working power, I just want to sing this passage of a good song. I don't know the whole song. I do know at least the chorus of it. Here we go. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. Another. Are you washed in the blood? In the cleansing blood of the Lamb, are your garments spotless? Are they white as snow? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Oh, precious is the throne that makes me white as snow. No worthy fountain, no, nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me worthy? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Oh, nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh,
precious is the flame that makes me white as snow. No other fount I know, nothing but the blood of Jesus.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord, for your powerful blood. For your powerful blood and for everything you bought with us in that wonderful blood that you shed for us at Calvary. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And I thank you that this word yet in us, and that we'll remember to always have faith in you. And I thank you for that in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, while I go through last night's score, will you look up what the score is right now, please? So the game, Tigers at Rays, Tampa Bay game started a little bit ago. So look that up, please. So last night, Tigers and Rays in Tampa Bay. Tigers started off down big time when I turned it on when I got home after doing the show. They were down like 7-1. They rallied. They rally. And then by the ninth inning, it becomes 9-9. But then, like the 10th, they give up a run. They walk, I believe, to make it 10-9. The starter last night did not do a very good job. He only went like 3 innings. Let's hope we can get some good stuff out of Matt Boyd tonight, as he's the starting pitcher tonight for the Tigers, who are taking on the Rays down there in Tampa. What's that score?
0-0, bottom of the
barrel. All right, it looks like we got a pitcher's duel going, because it is 0-0, bottom of the third. So we can keep that pitch count down on Boyd. That can really help out, because that bullpen has to be kind of shot because of the last 2 days. The major leading home run hitter right now is J.D. Martinez. We had him at one point last year, but then we decided to go trade crazy, and we traded him, and we traded Justin Upton, and then you know, we got rid of, you know, Verlander, and we haven't been the same since then. And I miss those guys, but teams got to change, you know. Sometimes you got to sell some things off in order to rebuild. You really do. It's part of the game, part of how it works. And Gardenhire is trying to do a decent job with what he has. And sometimes it just takes time to rebuild. Hopefully sooner rather than later. And so, let's see here. All-Star Week is next week in the major leagues. So I thought you should know that. In about a month, the Lions are going to start the preseason football, so we'll be talking about that. And yes, I do plan to continue our football coverage like we did last year, where once we really get going, you know, and we get to like September, which is when football really starts going, even late August, you know, the high school, but September, August, September, October, November, December, I'm going to get back to doing those predictions that I did last year. And trying to think of a name. I tried pick six, but the first 2 weeks, the first 1 week, there'll only be two games to pick because they'll just be living in doubt. And then you have Michigan, Michigan State. Starting the next week, so that'll be four. And then Lions, featured NFL game. So the first 2 weeks should just be like my perfect picks. The Miracle Man's perfect picks or something like that. But then pick six. I love the name pick six because it's like when your defense, when the opponent has the ball, then your defense comes in, takes the ball, and scores a touchdown for you. That's where I got that from. But I have decided that will be coming back this fall. In continuation of what I like to call what I would call Football Central. On the Miracle Man show. Of course, as is normal now, Football Central will be generally Monday night and Wednesday night on the show at near the end of the broadcast. So I'll be doing the Bible net like I usually do to start with. And then the last, like, 20 minutes or half hour or something like that, depending on how much stuff I have to go over, will be generally spent on football. So Football Central coverage will be back in its most extensive form about, wow, let me think here. It'll be back on like September 5th, because that Wednesday, September 5th, Football Central will be back because I'll have a whole slate of games to cover. But the week before, it'll be back in a little bit less form. So that's just a bit on what's to be coming up in the world of sports on the Preacher and the Miracle Man show. So, folks, God first, God always. So long, everybody, and I will see all of you tomorrow night.